Taco Salazar weighing in on the appearance by the mayor. Taco Salazar tweets to Nate Buchady, 2021 completion date on new airport isn't bad. 4 years. Be done faster than the U.S. men's national team makes a World Cup. What?
Wow.
Respond, please.
I don't want to respond to
you
that.
You need to respond to that. You absolutely need to respond to that.
What, do you want me to cry on the air?
No,
like, what,
I
you
want you
me
to say something to Taco Salazar.
I don't, I, that doesn't.
Fight
that,
back, man.
Exactly.
Fight back.
Exactly. Man.
I don't need to fight back.
I'll let you think about it while we talk to Jared Sutton.
Sal
Jared
is actually a soccer fan now, so, you know.
Not of this country, apparently.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Just trying to troll me, I get it.
Now, on the show, we have Jared Sutton, who will be with me tonight. Did you know that, Jared Sutton?
I did know that.
And you're still going?
Yep, up in Liberty. I'll be there.
Oh, boy. Let's tell people where it is. We're going to be at Conrad's Restaurant and Ale House for the Tiger Club of Kansas City Power Hour. And so this is what you're going to get tonight. It starts at 5:30 at Conrad's Restaurant and Ale House. And I'm going to be the moderator or the MC or whatever you want to call me. And we will have guest speakers, including former Mizzou basketball player Jarrett Sutton. Heard of him? Also, former Mizzou football players Martin T. Rucker and Tommy Saunders, the brand new Mizzou beat writers for the Kansas City Star. And to get the evening kicked off or tipped off, we are going to talk to men's basketball assistant coach Michael Porter Sr. via FaceTime. Going to interview him and ask him some questions. He'll be there FaceTime, and so not in person. So people had that confused. He will not be there in person. He'll be there FaceTime, but you get a chance to hear what he has to say just about 24 hours away from the season opener. And so, Jared Sutton, I know you have to be very excited, and people are excited about football, too, because they've won a few games in a row and have a big game against Tennessee on Saturday night, so things are looking up in Columbia, huh?
Yeah, I was just about to say, I mean, what a great time to be in Columbia this weekend. It feels like a weekend of the past. I was talking to Rucker about this, actually, about, you know, back when we were there, how football was firing on all cylinders and basketball was right there with them. I mean, you know, football had a lot of struggles at the beginning of the year. Now they're coming back. So I'm really curious to get Tommy Saunders' take and also hear from Rucker about, you know, the football team, the state of the program, where it's going, still have a chance to get into a bowl game. So it's pretty cool for the football team. And then from a basketball perspective, Michael Porter Sr., it's the first time for Kansas City supporters to hear from him. I know you'll be leading that and asking him questions. He's a great guy. Really glad he's able to join us, especially 24 hours before a game. Coaches are very busy, and for him to set aside some time to talk with us, I think will be great for Kansas City supporters here up in Liberty. So it should be a great time. I'm looking forward to it.
Okay, what do you expect from tomorrow night's game? We don't know a whole lot about Iowa State. And look, there's plenty of new faces on Missouri's side as well. But you tell me, what are your reasonable expectations for the official season debut of Mizzou basketball?
Well, I'm excited for them. You know, I look at Iowa State, they lost a lot. They lost Monte Morris, Nazmi Trulong, Matt Thomas, Deontay Burton. And Jermaine McKee as well. So you know, they lose a chunk of their team. They're starting five almost. So, you know, they get Cameron Lurd, who's a high-level recruit. He's not going to play, though, on Friday. And then Terrence Lewis is a good player for them, 6'9", kind of a combo forward. But I like Missouri in this game. I think they got more talent, more weapons, more depth. And just to say that after where this program has been over the last 3 years is exciting. And, you know, just the fact that the news came out this week that Mizzou had sold out of their season ticket allotment for the season, and just the excitement that building is going to be on fire Friday. I cannot wait to be back in there, especially just as a fan and get to see Mizzou Arena the way it should be. As far as the game's concerned, I really want to see this team. I saw them against KU in the exhibition setting against Kansas. I thought they responded really well to adversity. They showed their inexperience at different times, but they kept pace with a great basketball team in Kansas. It's a top five team. I like that they showed that they can rebound, they can pass, they shot the ball really well. And if they do some of those things like they did against KU, I think they'll be fine against Iowa State. They do have to improve on the defensive end. Obviously, keeping Jeremiah Tillman out of foul trouble is going to be very important for this basketball team, not just on Friday, before the season. Konzo's a great, great coach. He's got an opportunity here. It's a start of a new era. You know, it's his first game coaching in a regular season setting and his first time in Mizzou Arena. And I can't wait for him to get that experience of what that atmosphere is going to be like night in and night out in Columbia.
So, there, you know, look, some people have pointed to the last couple of number one players that, you know, went to Washington, went to LSU, didn't make the tournament, or to a couple, you know, players that Konzo Martin's had in the past that have been top 10 picks and then didn't quite have the success on the court. Tell me, break down for us why this is going to be different in terms of Mizzou having more on-court success as a team with this group of young players.
Well, I think, you know, everybody wants to talk about Michael Porter, and that's great, and he's as advertised, and he's going to be a great player for us on both ends of the floor. But I look at a guy like Jordan Barnett and a guy that, you know, had to be a double-double for Missouri to just even have a chance to win last year. That's not really his role. His role is more of a off-the-ball, kind of a second, third, fourth option. And that's when he plays free, and that's when Jordan Barnett is at his best. So I think he's a guy that's got a chance to have a great year. And then a guy I'm going to call Cassius Robertson, who's a shooter. And as a former shooting guard, what I love about him is he never stops moving. He's running. He's changing his pace. He's coming off screens. He never stopped. And one of the things I had an issue with this offense last year was too much standing. The ball would stick, and I just believe that the ball movement has to be more crisp, and that's how you get more offensive flow. It's how you get more opportunities to drive, to penetrate, for shooting lanes to open up. And that's, again, another difference of what Mizzou fans can look for this year is just the change in the offense. You know, they got a coach in Charles Mann who was at Iowa State, actually, and runs an offense more like an NBA set. And I think, you know, Michael is going to be the focal point of the offense, but guys like Robertson and Jordan Barnett, and then you got a big body in Jeremiah Tillman that this team has really needed. They've needed a post presence. And Jeremiah Tillman is ahead of schedule. I thought he'd be pretty raw. I knew he's a great athlete, but he's changed his body, and I've been so impressed with his footwork. I mean, he's got a skill set on the low block where you can throw him the ball and he can go make a post move. He's powerful. He's aggressive. He's physical. I love that about him. But he is going to have to understand and learn. And this is what freshmen have to go through is just understanding how to play, when to turn it on, when to play smart. You know, you got to be able to stay in the game and not be in foul trouble. That's a big piece with Jeremiah. So I think offensively is what I'm most excited about is that we're not going to see those lulls that Missouri basketball has had in the past, where they don't score for 8 minutes and they're trying to get stops and they're playing tough, but they just don't have the talent and the firepower to score. They're going to have that this year. And then from the defensive side, look for Missouri to trap a lot this year with Michael Porter. He is so underrated defensively. He's got quick hands. He's fast. And he can really deflect balls away from point guards. And you'll always see Michael out. I saw it at Holton. I saw it in practices at Pro Day. I even, you know, saw it against Kansas. They like to go send him to go trap because he is so long and lanky and he's got great instincts. And point guards, that's really tough, especially when you got Jordan Barnett at 6'8", right behind him, kind of playing center field and free safety. So I'm also excited to see what we do defensively because Konzo's a really good defensive coach. He's great with post players defensively, but now he's got a guy that's versatile that can jump out, similar to what Ben Simmons was at LSU. But I think, Nate, to your point, the difference between Ben Simmons and Michael Porter and those two talk, if Michael Porter's taking this year seriously, I know he said a lot of things to the media. Who knows the truth to that of, you know, if he's going to come back. Again, that's all for another day. But right now, Michael Porter's very focused on bringing this program back and having them win games. He grew up in Columbia. He was around us when I played there as a young kid. I know how much he wants this, and I know how much that family wants it to bring Missouri basketball back.
Okay, so you mentioned point guard. You mentioned Cassius Robertson, the graduate transfer, who was brought in with the reputation of a terrific outside shooter to give Mizzou a consistent three-point threat. But now, after they have media day, we find out that Konzo Martin is going to start him at point guard on Friday. And that's somewhat of a surprise. And so what's your takeaway from that? Because, like you mentioned, you have Blake Harris, who's the impressive true freshman. You've got Terrence Phillips, who's the veteran, who's been there for a couple of years. Jordan Geist can play point guard. But now it looks like they're going to go with Robertson at point guard, at least for the time being. What do you think of this decision by Konzo Martin?
Well, I was surprised by it. I think that the decision is simply to get experience in there. You know, I don't think Cassius played timid. I thought Blake was a little bit back on his heels, a little bit kind of deer in the headlights against KU. He just seemed a little out of sorts. You know, you might want to go with a lineup that has more experience right out of the gate. And I can understand that because, you know, Cassius, he has the experience. He's scored at a high level at a high rate before. And he just doesn't look like he has any sort of fear that this is, you know, kind of a role that fits him. He's a good ball handler. And I think it just provides more scoring opportunities. And the reality is, I think Robertson's a good defender too. I think he showed a lot. Blake's a really good defender, but he's still kind of coming along with the offensive side of the game. I think the same thing can be said about C.J. Roberts as well. I really like C.J., but he's a young kid, and it's going to take time. And I think that's what Mizzou fans need to really understand, too, when they talk about expectations and what we're going to look at with this team is they are going to be young, and they are going to go through these growing pains. And Blake's going to be a crucial part of this team. There's no doubt. He is such a great defender. He's a ball hawk. His lateral quickness defensively is as best I've seen in a long time with a guard at Mizzou. So he's going to play, and he's going to be asked a lot of. I just think with the starting lineup, change it up, get some experience in there, get a guard in there that, number one, can shoot the lights out, but he's a really good decision maker. He does not take bad shots. That's another reason why you'd have trust as a coach, is putting in a guard that you know is not going to take bad shots, that's going to keep you under control, that's going to get you off on the right foot starting out. I think that's the decision Konzo Martin made, to get an experienced, more veteran guard to package with a guy like Michael Porter Jr. and with, again, another younger player in Jeremiah Thoman to sort of lead the floor. As we know, point guard's so important, kind of the quarterback of what all five do on the floor.
Who would your starting five be?
Well, I mean, it was a shock to me because I still think Blake will be the starting point guard at some point. I just don't think it's right now. I like Cassius Moore at the two because I think it gives him better opportunities to run within their offense. They send him on the baseline cut screens. I think he does a great job coming off a down screen from Jeremiah. And him and Jordan packaged together are really good. So I think Blake will start at some point at the point guard position. I like Cassius at the two. I like Michael at the three. And then from there, you know, I think Jonte's going to come along. But I think you got Tillman at the five. And again, a guy like Jordan Barnett, too, you could put at the three and put Michael at the four. I'm okay with that. It doesn't matter who starts. I think you can switch up the lineups how you want. But I do think a guy like Terrence Phillips, a guy like Kevin Puryear are going to come off the bench and give you more, I think, a second line that has experience. But they're going to, again, be in that type of side role. They're not going to be a focal point, which I think is pressure and that they don't really need. I think they just need to play free and play just confidently. And I think that's where they're going to be most efficient coming off the bench.
Nate wants to know how in the hell you ended up at a KU basketball practice, by the way.
Well, it was I was scouting, actually, for the Grizzlies. So I got to go watch a practice. Ended up connecting with Norm Roberts and spent time at KU's practice a couple weeks ago, and it was great. It was the first time I got to see KU actually practice. I've seen them in a shoot-around setting, but I've never seen them, you know, behind closed doors in a practice, and it was beyond impressive. I mean, there's a reason why Bill Self's the Hall of Fame head coach. He's so good. He's strategic. I love his ability to motivate and communicate with his players, especially young players. You know, the practice I saw, Billy Preston really struggled, but you know, he's so hard on Billy. You know how good Billy's going to be come Big 12 play. I mean, that's the process. It's what coaches do. You know, Devontae Graham is now the guy. He's now the leader. He's now the Frank Mason. Just to see kind of the trust that Coach Self has in Devontae. And in practice, I mean, when I was watching, I was chatting with some scouts and we were talking, when you watch KU practice, you feel like, you know, they're just going to be terrible or this horrible team this year. And then you realize, wait, this is a top five team. I mean, Coach Self stresses details. And that's why they're so good. That's why they're so tough. And that's why Kansas epitomizes who Bill Self is. He's a, the team is a reflection of Bill, and that's I guess the best thing you could say about a coach. And that was the takeaway. I mean, it was great to see. They are a defensive minded team, and everything they do in practice is all situational and it's all strategic. And it was great to be a part of. It was an honor. I got to see the new practice facility. I'd never been in on that side of Allen Fieldhouse before. So it was a great experience. I really appreciate the coaching staff too for having me.
So put your scouting hat on for us. What's the upside on Billy Preston?
Well, he's a tremendous athlete, and he's a guy that's still a young player that doesn't know yet what he's going to be in the offense. But he's so explosive. I think he's different than a Carlton Bragg because he has the ability to score and he plays above the rim and he has moments where he's aggressive. They're still trying to work him, and he's trying to learn the system. You know, that's the biggest thing. He's trying to understand the offense. He's trying to understand where to be at defensively, help side. And I think the upside with Billy is he still has a very much a high ceiling. He's still improving. He's still raw, but you know, I think he'll come along. And I do think this will be different. It depends on how he handles the coaching. It depends on how hard he works, how willing he is to listen to coaching, because what the coaching staff stresses with him is going to make him better. I mean, he is going to improve, and he's going to be a completely different player come Big 12 play if he embraces coaching, because he does have the skill set and the intangibles. You know, I don't think, you know, you can compare him to, you know, Kelly Oubre or Wiggins or guys they've had in the past, Ben McLemore. I mean, those guys were just naturally ready. I don't think he's ready yet, but I do think he has the intangibles, the athleticism, the tools to be really good if he continues to put in the time and continues to develop.
Jarrett Sutton, thank you very much for the time. I will see you tonight at Conrad's for the Tiger Club of Kansas City Power Hour. It'll be me, it'll be you, it'll be T-Ruck, it'll be all kinds of Tommy Saunders, the two new beat writers for the Kansas City Star, and Michael Porter Sr. will join us via FaceTime, and we'll ask him some questions, and he'll help us preview the game against Iowa State. You're going to get up, and you're going to talk and have some fun, too. And so all Mizzou fans, welcome. Come on out. You could pay extra for delicious barbecue buffet at Conrad's. You could join the Tiger Club. Our buddy Sam's going to be there, so expect he'll corner you and ask you lots of questions about Mizzou basketball, so I know you're looking forward to that, Jarrett, but I'll see you tonight at Conrad's in Liberty, and I think I'm going to make Nate go, too. So,
hey, I would welcome Nate. Oh, I think that's a perfect setting for Nate, right?
There you go.
I appreciate the invite. I'll consider it.
We'll hold you in a tight embrace.
Steven, what's your excitement level right now? I gotta ask you.
Play my man. Play the clip. You let him. This is my... And by the way, I found our guy. I found the kid that was responsible for the YouTube video.
You know, every time you send me that, I just get a little bit more excited. I just get a little bit more fired up.
They got Michael Porter Jr. Michael Porter! I'm getting tickets.
Here's the deal. I found him. He's only 15. He's a Northlander. I got to talk to his mom before he can come on the show because she's a good parent. She probably heard about us. But I'm going to go through our friends at Tickets for Less, and I'm going to get him tickets to a Mizzou basketball game because he gave us so much joy. I know John Sunvold, a big fan of that YouTube video as well. So we got our guy. He's a Northlander, Jarrett Sutton. That makes it even better.
I know. Man, proud Northlander. I love it. And then right. The fact to get him some tickets, that's what he wants, right?
That's right.
He's getting tickets. You're getting him tickets. Well, he's in St. John.
You know what? Getting him tickets from Tickets for Less. Thank you, Jarrett Sutton. I'll see you tonight at Conrad's.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me.
That is Jarrett Sutton, who will be very handsome tonight at Conrad's. Back after this on WHB.